You know why so many American kids die in high school massacres? It's because they're not allowed to run in the corridors. Take your time with that, that's wrong on a number of levels. I don't know if you've noticed this, Birmingham. It's very difficult to get the first kiss right. You want to be firm, but gentle. You want to be manly, but you don't want to wake her up. Sometimes you can sense a friend wants to take things further. Will it ruin the friendship? Things get hot and heavy on the sofa one night, you think, this doesn't feel right. You're my best friend. You're not even allowed on the couch.
Bad dog, down boy.
At what point, and really I'm asking the men, at what point do you get paranoid about receiving enlarge your penis emails? It's not just me getting them, is it? It's just I'm currently getting about 10 a day. 8 of them are from my girlfriend. The 2 from my mum that really hurt. It's a rather pitying look you're giving me there, madam. I don't need your pity, frankly. I'm not particularly well hung, but I don't mind admitting that. I'm not embarrassed or ashamed, because I know that any woman that thinks being well hung is important is just shallow. Maybe that's not quite the right term to use. I broke up with a girl once because she lied about her weight. I say that, she died in a bungee jumping accident. You see, because she was heavier than... Has anyone got anything he could be colouring in? I fucked a girl with one leg. Should have used my cock. Well, I'll tell you why I've asked you all to come this evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to talk to you about men that like obese women. I'm not talking about men that like women with a fuller figure. That seems entirely normal, natural and right. More cushion for the pushing, as I believe people say. I think that's the expression. No, I'm talking about men that like women who are can't leave the house fat. So, I'm not talking about anyone in here this evening. Unless, in order to get out, someone had to cut the side of the house off and there was some sort of winch involved. I'm not talking about people with water retention. I'm talking about people with cake retention. People that tell you they've got a thyroid problem. You say, oh, really, a thyroid problem? What are you taking for that? Pies? You know, the kind of girl that looks as if she makes a cracking breakfast, but wouldn't want to share it with you. I saw a thing on TV the other day, actually. It was on one of these kind of makeover shows that were on during the day. They did a makeover on a girl. She was 34 stone. It's like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. I say a makeover, they gave her a fringe. Is that really going to turn the corner for a girl like that? That's what I'm asking. I don't think it will. I can't imagine the scenario where a guy, you know, he's drinking in a bar, he looks across, he sees a girl, she's 34 stone. It'd be tough to miss her, let's face it. He thinks to himself, she's a little bit big for me. Goes back to his drink. Meanwhile, the makeover team are in. Snip, snip, snip. He looks back, he thinks, actually, I would. It's the excuses that get me. The excuses are amazing. The camera adds 10 pounds. Stop eating fucking cameras. 99% of women kiss with their eyes closed, which is why it's so difficult to identify a rapist. Does anyone know? Do you know what you're meant to do if you're stung by a jellyfish? Piss on it. Wee on it. It's exactly the right answer. I didn't know that. I got told. Everyone told me, I went on holiday, everyone told me, if you get stung by a jellyfish, you're meant to pee on it. Yeah? I'll tell you this much, it doesn't work as well on shark bites. The boy's family were livid. Apparently, once they've been dead for a couple of hours, there is very little you can do. No amount of piss is bringing them back. It is true, urine can be used to disinfect a wound. It's often taken the wrong way. It's why I no longer work with the St. John's ambulance. Come here, love, that looks nasty. It's apparently not what anyone wants to see. Sting, the popular singer, Sting's often bragging about his 8-hour-a-night sex sessions with his wife, Trudy. Imagine how long he'd be able to keep it up if she was a looker. In Japan, they believe that tiger penis improves fertility. But I think if you really want to get pregnant, you're best off using a man's cock. My best mate's girlfriend is 6 months pregnant. They said, "You want to feel the baby?" On reflection, I think they meant on the outside. They say travel broadens the mind, except with Americans, which tends to widen the arse. A lot of people quote the fact that only 10% of Americans have passports. The thing is, they say it like it's a bad thing. Don't get the wrong idea, I've got nothing against Americans. Just one came up to me after a show a couple of weeks ago and said he thought I was patronising. I said, "Well, I think you'll find that's pronounced patronising." It means when you talk down to someone. Don't worry, I'm not being condescending. I'm far too busy thinking about important things you wouldn't understand. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. Did you know you're 10 times more likely to get mugged in London than you are in New York City? It's because you don't live in New York City. I told my best friend I fucked his wife and got her pregnant. That cured his hiccups. There are a lot of obese children in Britain today. But focus on the positive. The pensions crisis is over. Come on, those tubby little fucks aren't going to see 40. Never mind 65. There's quite a lot of young people in. If you're young and your parents are getting divorced, it can be a very difficult time. But remember, it's not your fault. Your mum's a slag. Pretty bad being told you're adopted, but not as bad as being told you're gonna be adopted.
I've been described as the hardest working man in comedy. Not that impressive, is it? The hardest working man in comedy. That's like being the best looking guy in the Burns unit. No offence to any Burns victims we got in. Are there any in? If there's one, there'll be fucking loads. They tend to stick together. We're off. Someone came up to me outside and went, "I thought you'd be younger." I said, "I was." I'm 40 years of age, but girls still check me out. I wouldn't mind, but they're so bloody obvious about it, pointing and whispering. Stranger danger. Every night after the show, I have attractive women banging on my dressing room door, and sometimes I let them out.
I keep on getting mistaken for Alan Carr. So what I've done is I've stopped sucking men off. That was my hand symbol for no more cock. I don't quite know what that round of applause was for. Is that you thinking that's a very funny joke, or homosexuality is just about willpower? People often ask me, what were you like at school? So I tell them, I was a little black girl. It's about half of you laughing, half of you thinking, was he? You would never know. Wetting your bed is embarrassing as a child, but as an adult, wetting a child's bed is mortifying. It's almost impossible to explain that shit away. I was in the south of France. I saw a brownie on a school trip. She was holding up a book. It said on the front, rough guide. I thought, yeah, she's not a looker. That's the easiest joke in the show. If you don't get that, you might as well fuck off now, mate. 3% of Britons never leave a tip, and they're known as the weirdos that live at the tip.
A lot of people like to smoke cigarettes after sex, but you can't buy cigarettes until you're 16, so I have to get them for both of us. I've got a friend that got into an argument with a barmaid from Sunderland. Long story short, he ended up calling her a fat, ugly, Geordie cunt. And she said, "I'm no a Geordie." "I'm no a Geordie." Sorry, that's a terrible accent. But it is how they talk.
I did a gig for the Aisling Foundation. Does anyone know the Aisling Foundation? No, well, they're quite a small charity based in London. They're an Irish charity, and what they do is they take Irish builders and navvies that came over in the 1950s and 60s, and these are older guys, they've fallen on hard times, they give them pensions and retirement homes on the west coast of Ireland. And I did a gig for them, I thought it was a great charity. I went out there, I said, it's lovely to be here supporting the Aisling Foundation. I've got a new slogan for you. Fuck off home, the roads are finished. Apparently, they're famous for their sense of humour. Oh, no, they're fucking not. The other charity that I did a gig for last year was Stonewall. You know Stonewall, the largest gay charity in Europe? I did a gig for them up in Edinburgh. I went on, I said, it's lovely to be here in Edinburgh. I'm not sure about supporting Stonewall. Sure, maybe if we raise enough money, maybe one day we'll be able to find a cure. But I'm not sure there's anything wrong with being gay. That was pretty much their reaction. Although they were slightly more theatrical. I don't want to sound callous or unkind or cruel, but the Children of Courage Awards. How much courage does it take to get poorly? All I'm saying is, maybe we could just change the name to the Children of Horrible Misfortune. That way, we could include ugly children as well. If anyone's sitting there thinking, I really didn't like that joke, I don't like the subject matter, I didn't think it was very funny. Imagine how it went down at the Great Ormond Street Gala.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and that was an old clip of me. That happened in the past when I was funny. I'm still funny now. Come and see me live on tour. Join in. IRL. Yeah, kids.